It is not looking good for Supergirl. In its third week, the film came out of the weekend with $3.5 million. In its third weekend, it's $3.5 million for a superhero tentpole franchise. I wouldn't argue the Supergirl's tentpole franchise, but DC is trying to say it is. So that's how bad it's doing. This is not looking good. When the Marvels outperform you, you know you done screwed up. But it's not to be, you know, except for Moana. It's not doing good either. Moana did $43 million domestically, and for $95 million worldwide because it did $52 million internationally. But $43 million is only 800,000 more than Snow White did domestically when it opened. Now, to be fair, Snow White did less globally, so it came in like 87 point something million for the first weekend, meaning the Moana did a little better. But nobody, that this proves nobody cares about these films. And they're going to try to argue between Supergirl and Moana that it's because men hate women and blah, blah, blah. You hate, you're istophobic, whatever. And it's not that. People just don't go to these movies because they don't care about these movies. You know, men went to Marvel's more and they went to Supergirl more, and it didn't save the movie. Women didn't go. It is what it is. You can get mad about it, but the truth is the truth. So we're going to talk about it in this video. I wish Neon were here, but he's not for this one. It is just me again. Hi, I'm Geeky Sparkles. I'll give you a woohoo. Woohoo. I'm also supposed to remind you to please go out to more.clownfishtv.com. If you'd like to see more videos and things with us in it, you can go out there. Also, if you'd rather watch as a podcast, you can do that. We have this as a podcast up on different podcast platforms like Spotify and places like that. I think they're usually behind, though, a couple days, so keep that in mind. You'll probably get a newer episode here first. So we're going to talk about this. Forbes is talking about Supergirl tumbling out of the top five. 3.5 million in the third weekend. I think the Marvels only made it three or four weekends. So we're going to look at this. They said the film opened to a disappointing 37.1 million, far below initial projections. The initial projections kept going down, same with Moana. It then plummeted 77% in its second weekend and is expected to finish eighth in its third. With a $170 million production budget and $120 million in marketing, Supergirl faces massive losses, and it has only grossed about $112.6 million globally so far. I want to point out that at 3 weeks, the Marvels had done $197 million globally, and it wasn't in theaters much longer after that. By the time it left, it did $206.1 million. $197 million globally. That's all the more it did in 3 weeks of the Marvels. And that was considered terrible, terrible, terrible. And now Supergirl has done 112.6 globally in 3 weeks. Like, this is bad. When you're worse than the Marvels, it's bad. And again, we're already seeing the, because men hate women. They didn't go to the Marvels because they don't like women. They didn't go to Supergirl because they are all out there making fun of her and saying she looks like a monkey. And general audiences who weren't doing that, they just didn't care. Supergirl is not one of those, you know, high demand franchises. The Marvels, once again, were not something that was a high demand franchise because people didn't know who half the characters were. They just, it is what it is. It's, there's no trick to it. There's no, you know, agenda behind it. There's no bad people acting in bad faith and somehow blocking everyone from going to the theater going on. People just didn't go because they didn't want to go. It continues, you know, that they had problems because the production was, had low test scores, competing cuts, but they're going to do the PVOD release in July. So they're hoping they'll get some more money from that. I don't think they're going to get money because they know they're just going to put it on streaming. Most people are just going to wait. We'll just wait another 2 weeks. We didn't watch it yet. And it's only been three. If we wait another 3 weeks, we'll probably be able to see it on streaming. And they wouldn't be wrong. I mean, honestly, this is one I would not pay more money for. You can go see our review. We did one. Said it was, we gave it a five. Said it was a mid movie. If it hadn't been called Supergirl, I would have given it a six. They said this superhero flop has already fallen out of the domestic box office top five after 2 weeks in release. Can you imagine a time, even just like a few years ago, if someone had said to you, hey, there's like a superhero film and Supergirl, and it, and by the second weekend, it was down to like fifth place and it only made 112 million dollars. You'd think they were full of crap. Because even Supergirl, you'd be like, well, that's Supergirl. She still should bring some money in. You would not believe it. It says $18 million below the first film's tracking numbers in early June, which pegged a $55 million opening. These tracking numbers are funny because they'll overinflate them like crazy going out. And then when it doesn't do well, leading up to it, they'll keep lowering them. And then they'll be like, oh, well, it was only supposed to be this much. It came in. They were saying it was going to do better than that. And they'll say, well, that was the global. So we're talking about who made the movie. And they said Warner Brothers all but given up on Supergirl as the film has shed more than 1,000 venues heading into its third weekend. And the reduction of screens is showing up in the numbers. Deadline projects that Supergirl will earn $3.8 million in its third frame and 59% drop in business from last weekend. They're saying 3.5. So under $4 million either way. Not good. Really not good. And this is also going on with Moana, because Moana, they were, oh, it's going to do 70, 80 million. It's going to do crazy good. 43 million domestic. I mean, that's better than Supergirl, but not by a whole lot, if we're being honest. And they're saying that it only did 95 million worldwide, and this is first weekend. True, and it might do okay for a weekend or two, but I don't think most of the people who are going to go see Moana were diehard fans who wanted to see the live-action version. But these live-action remakes are not doing well, and Disney will not stop chasing the losses. You get one. It's like Neon keeps saying it's intermittent reinforcement, because you get a bad one, and then you get a good one with Lilo and Stitch that did well, and now they go. They were canceling, like, Tangled and shelving all these other things, and now, like, oh, no, we're going to pull those off the shelf. And I do think Tangled might translate better to a live-action remake because it's older. I think Hercules you probably could get away with, too, because it's an older film. But Moana wasn't even 10 years old yet. When they announced it, it was like 3 years ago or something, and people were questioning it then. The diehards are going to go. The critics have said it's the exact same movie, just in live action, as the animated film. And a lot of people are just like, well, I'll just wait for Disney Plus for streaming, because if I don't have that much money and I'm going to go see a movie, I'm going to go see something new. I'm going to go see Spider-Man. I'm going to go see, you know, maybe The Odyssey or whatever. Even though, honestly, they're saying this thing's going to do a whole bunch of money, too, and I'm not seeing how. I could be wrong. I mean, I don't get it. It's not for me. So I'm going to be biased in that regard because it's not something I want to see. But I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. And when you look at the box office estimates, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was all kinds of chatter about it. But as it gets closer and closer to opening, you're not seeing the chatter like you did. It's basically, well, it's hard to pin this one down and different things. So I'm wondering if they know it's going to come in lower. And so that's why no one's covering it. Or what? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, the critics are already like, oh my God, it's glorious. It's the best thing ever. I don't care. Not going to go see it either way. But I have a feeling that one's going to come in lower too. But who knows? Maybe it'll do fantastic and we'll all be shocked. But when it comes to Moana and it comes to Supergirl, it's just not going well. And Supergirl not even hitting $4 million in its third weekend. That's worse than the Marvels. How can you be worse than the Marvels? They found a way. They found a way to be worse. And that's saying something. Because the Marvels, one of the reasons that they failed was because it was, you know, the time frame it was released in. I think it was because people didn't know who the characters were. And there were some major problems that Disney just didn't have the foresight to predict. But this one, Supergirl, they should have been building up to it. I think making a drunk-ass Supergirl in a Mad Max setting was probably not the way to go. And it's biting them in the ass. So there you have it. Call me whatever names you're going to call me, because I'm sure you're going to be on Saltier Than Crate having a meltdown. But, you know, I'm a woman, and I went to see this movie. Get fucked, because you're wrong. It wasn't that good of a movie. It was a mid-movie. They made a lot of poor choices. You can tell there was the song choice was dumb. It just was never going to be mass appeal. It is what it is. Men didn't go, women didn't go, people across the globe didn't go. You can't blame it all on Trump supporters. Pull your head out of your ass and just understand that maybe you guys need to start trying in Hollywood. Get creative again. Make new things. Just because you slap some James Gunn's on it and it's DC doesn't mean it's going to do well. Hell, Moana, it was a huge hit. Even the second animated movie did well. This one didn't do great at all. Just you're making the wrong choices. Make good choices. Make better choices. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.